CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's members of Congress were all in favor of trade sanctions against Russia that passed the House and Senate Thursday. The bill bans Russian oil imports and revokes favored trade status for Russia and its ally Belarus. Colorado's Lauren Boebert had voted against those bills last month. She switched her vote this week. State lawmakers could spend nearly $140 million more on mental health services, CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Senator Chris Colker was able to get treatment for his depression. As he helped to introduce a new mental health spending package, he thought about the people who might now be able to get that same kind of care.
It will make a real difference in the lives of thousands of Coloradans. And I look forward to getting them across the finish line.
A package of bills includes about $136 million for nonprofits, governments, and others. The money is expected to come from federal funds as a one-time expenditure. It could be used to build new facilities and housing or expand services. The state spends more than $1 billion a year on behavioral health. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Custer County will keep using Dominion voting machines for county elections despite vocal public opposition. Denver-based Dominion has been the target of false conspiracy theories concerning the accuracy of the 2020 presidential election. The county's Republican clerk expressed her confidence in Dominion machines, and county commissioners voted to keep them. In Colorado Springs this morning, it's 38 degrees. In Denver, 34. Front range highs will be in the 60s this afternoon and above 70 tomorrow. In the mountains, a sunny start to the weekend, then snow tomorrow night and Sunday. This is CPR News.